what they considered were not, who they considered were not up to par, you know. So, but that was a term you heard more than anything, Jack Lake preaching.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Your aunt.
Okay. Okay, back to some more names now. Sally is a nickname for a girl's name, which is?
Sally is a nickname?
It's not always.
Names, yeah.
Yeah,
all the ones
I,
yeah, Sally. I don't know anybody who's called Sally for a nickname.
Well, let's see. There's a judge, a woman who's a judge here in Texas. And when Kennedy was assassinated, she swore Johnson in, you know, on the plane.
Oh yeah.
And her name is M.T. Hughes.
Now, this is ridiculous. Oh.
In the Bible, there was a woman named that who was the wife of Abraham.
Sarah?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Sarah and Sally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Isn't that strange? I mean, they don't sound that much alike, do they?
Mm-mm.
That's strange. We were talking about William earlier. And if your father had a brother by that name, and he actually went by William, you know, you'd probably call him your father's brother.
That'd be my uncle.
Okay, so you'd call him what when you talk to him?
I'd probably call him Uncle Will. Oh, you mean he went by William?
Yeah, he went by William, so you'd call him.
I'd have to say Uncle William.
Okay. And Kennedy's first name was?
John.
Okay. And if you had a, if your father had a brother by that name, you'd call him?
Uncle John.
Okay. And if you had known Robert E. Lee, you probably wouldn't, if you'd met him, you know, mm-hmm. you probably wouldn't have called him Mr. Lee, but you'd call him by his military title.
Mm-hmm.
And so you probably would have said, how do you do what?
General Lee.
Okay. And the old gentleman who introduced Kentucky Fried Chicken is who?
Captain.
It's a different rank. I don't know if it's higher or lower, but it's a different. I think it'd be higher. I don't know.
The Colonel. Colonel Sanders.
Okay. What sorts of situations would you use the word captain in, other than like a military time?
Oh, you know, I've heard people say captain, captain of his ship, or captain of all these affairs, talking about, you know, you in charge, you know, or something like this.
Uh-huh.
It's just an expression used to show that you're really in control, or somebody is really in control of whatever it is. It could be a marriage or a job, head of a job, anything.
Mm-hmm.
But that you really are able to maintain everything about whatever this is in an orderly manner. And, you know, they say that that person is captain of all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you call somebody that if you were talking to him, would you say
captain?
Yeah, you know, like if you were just saying hello or something, would you call him that?
I don't know. I guess it would just all depend on the situation, but I don't think I would.
Have you ever heard anybody do that?
But call somebody captain?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I've heard people refer to teasing, you know, to little kids, you know, because of the way they act, you know, a little captain, you know. Because I had a woman used to call one of my sons captain, you know, just by the way he walked around.
Is that right?
Yeah. She would say, look, here comes the captain, you know. He just walk around with a, you know, had authority and everything, you know.
Yeah. Which one was that?
The middle one. And,